B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
I can sense the excitement slash tension right now in the studio. Melissa and Leroy were so cool to each other up until about 2 minutes ago.
Gotta put your game face on.
Oh, they are ready now. So we're doing... These are Instagram battles that you're not going to hear on Instagram because a couple of reasons. One is the artist might be dead, or two, like they would just never do it. Like this one we're doing today, the Battle of the Carters, Jay-Z versus Beyonce, all right? Or in this case, Jay-Z Roy versus Melonce, all right? So, in order to be fair, I have a coin here.
Okay.
I'm going to flip it. And then it's going to be like football. Whoever wins can choose whether they are going to go first this round or go first next round.
All right.
So, ladies first, Melissa, heads or tails?
Heads.
Go.
Just like Matthew Slater.
Let's see. It is. Yo, it's still spinning. I'm really good at it. Heads it is.
Yes.
Heads. Okay.
Right. Okay. Jay-Z Roy, I will defer to you this round so I can go second next round.
Okay. All right. So, we're going to start with me. All right. Let's get it going. All right, so it's the late 90s.
Wait. Hold on. I want to be able to go.
Interrupting.
I take that back. I want to go first because I want to go second next round. No, my whole point was I wanted to go last in the second round. So I'll start.
Okay.
So I'll start.
Leroy, hold on to that late 90s.
Sorry, Jay-Z Roy. Sorry. Okay.
Unbelievable.
So I'm going to start with a more recent instant classic from Beyonce. And when you think Beyonce and you think Lemonade, you immediately think of this song, which, believe it or not, is Beyonce's highest debuting single of her career. So, let's get in formation.
Oh. Okay. That is a good
start, right?
Yeah,
good
start. Very good start. All right.
I see what we're doing. So I had to make a quick adjustment. All right. So there's some songs in hip hop, like when you hear them, you instantly get amped. Remember M.O.P. Annie Up?
Yeah. Yes.
Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck.
Yeah.
That stuff gets you going. This song right here, the intro itself, it might start a fight. Y'all know what it is.
Hit your ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
Come on now.
First nigga gotta find me. What's to a grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this is crazy.
Nice.
Had to come back.
When I look at you like this, you're crazy. Ball so hard.
Oh, yeah. I got my vote.
All right,
Pebbles, who are you voting for?
Well, as much as I love Beyonce, I'm going to go with Jay-Z on this.
Me
song.
Too. Right. Boom, Jay-Z.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take the L on that. I will. All right. So this next song, we're going back to the birthday album with this one, the V-Day album. This song, it didn't necessarily chart very well, and this is the whole point of this thing. We're not just doing, like, number one hits here. We're doing what we feel in our soul. What we believe is these artists' best songs, okay? But you couldn't really get ready for the club or even get into the club without at least putting this on and doing all the dances that went with it.
All right, let's hear it. Of the Carters, if you're just joining us. Jay-Z versus Beyonce. This is Melissa's second entry into the battle. All right, Leroy, what you got, man? What you got? Okay.
All right, so since we in the club, we like hanging in the club and hitting the floor, making it sweat and do all that. This song right here, we know Jay-Z, he got club hits for days. But this one right here, it's one of my favorite ones. guaranteed to get the party started. When the Remy's in the system, hey. Ain't no telling when I'm vegan, will I diss them? That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation.
Y'all be chasing, I'll be placed them, huh? Drunk on okay. Mommy on E. Pebbles, are you
this
ready
is
to make
hard.
Your vote?
This one's hard.
Pebbles hates voting against Beyonce.
I
so
do.
Much.
I do.
Hey.
But I love it. Oh,
I'm voting for Jay-Z again on that one.
Oh. If you don't, if, I feel like it's a very male versus female.
It's not.
Witness.
No. I'll tell you that. For me, it's not because with Jay-Z and Beyonce, I enjoy them both, but I am not. Like,
I mean in general, not with just us in the studio. I mean in general. If you were to, like, and I'm not talking about the first two songs we played, in over the long list of their catalogs, I feel like more women would gravitate towards the Beyonce records than the Jay-Z ones.
Oh, that's pretty sexist of you. That being said, I've gone for, for Jay-Z twice in a row. Pebbles.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Just say it, Pebbles.
This
all right.
is so painful.
Beyonce's got some smashes coming up, so it's okay.
I know. That's why I'm hoping you, like, really.
Oh,
like,
don't you worry.
Okay. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. All right. I'm going Jay-Z,
all right.
too.
All right.
I'll take it.
Leroy, good all strategy
all right.
so far.
All right. Next up from the number 4 album, okay? This one was actually written by The Dream. And who Beyonce collaborated a lot
really?
With. Yes.
All right.
Well,
it was
written by The Dream and Beyonce, but The Dream was number one writer on this one.
I love songs written by The Dream. Sorry, Leroy. Beyonce wins.
Well,
I haven't heard the song
well,
yet.
No, and this is one of Beyonce's many, 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 many female empowerment songs. And fun fact, she had 8 choreographers for this video. And here we go.
All right, let's hear her. Girl, who run the
world? Girl, who run the world?
Solid entry, Melissa. Solid entry. I don't know if Dream had something to do with writing this.
He wrote a lot of her music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what you got, Leroy?
Well, you know, yes, you know, women do run the world.
Yep. You know, long as you know it.
They do. But sometimes women just want a guy who's just going to come to them and talk to them like this.
Excuse me,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Really?
You going with Beyonce?
Of course.
So am I.
And I do like that song.
So
I do
I'm
like
not a fan
Jay-Z
of that one.
Song.
So
I like it.
No, I do like that Jay-Z song, but I really enjoy it. Who run the world, girl? All right.
Hey.
That was our...
This is getting good.
All right. That was round one. We going to come back. We're round two of the Battle of the Carters right now. Leroy, you are winning 4-2.
All right, so listen, there are only a few songs in hip-hop history that no matter when you hear it, you can actually feel the pain in the music. All right, so this one's off of the Blueprint album, 2001.
Oh.
Produced by the great Jess Blaze, who came through with the soulful sample of Bobby Glenn's Sounds Like a Love Song. I can't see him coming down. Song Cry.
Blueprint was my favorite album. You, Melissa, you better.
Come on, Melissa.
So I gotta let the song cry. Full disclosure, I think this is my favorite Jay-Z song of all time.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
So I don't know what you're going to be able to throw at him right now.
Well, there is one. That no Jay-Z song will be, but...
All right, song, okay.
Well...
What you got, Melanse?
All right, so... This one... Another one co-written by The Dream. On the number 4 album. This one, the only thing I can say about... This one is probably one of my top 3 Beyonce songs of all time. Another one that didn't necessarily chart... Very, very high, but it was one song that you will remember was a very iconic song in Beyonce's career, and it was because of one performance at the 2011 MTV Video
yes!
Music Awards when she made the announcement.
Bye, Leroy. Yo, number one, number one.
This is such a good song.
I was like, listen. There was no song ever against this that would win, of Jay-Z's.
These are literally my 2 favorite songs from each artist.
Listen.
Right now.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, this is my favorite Beyonce versus my favorite Jay-Z.
Yeah, I mean, this one, I don't know, man. Like,
that, you already know.
That, okay, Pebbles, you're going for Beyonce. I gotta say, though.
Good job, Melissa.
Thank
despite
you.
That those are both my favorite songs from each artist, I will say that my favorite song of those two individual songs is Jay-Z. So, Leroy, you get my vote once again. I'm sorry.
Pebbles,
that song is romance right there.
Romero,
romance.
Listen to your hearts.
I am. All right, what we got? All right, let's go.
All right, so Jay-Z, Timbaland, together, it's just magic. It's automatic. Dirt Off Your Shoulders, y'all remember that? Great. Big Pimpin', Fire, Holy Grail, that's heat. But let's not forget this one either. I won't say the real name of the track because we can't say it out on radio, but y'all know this.
By the way, I've always liked the Jigga What version better than the other one because it flows better. It goes with Jay-Z.
Cats want to act loco.
This is a good one.
Hell yeah.
Cats want to throw the pom-poms from them like Coco. Not rapping, quite a boat low. Watch that on the run by gun high. When I close, left hose through. Some got
yeah.
Y'all
cats better duck for the full spit. One shot can make a player do a full flip.
Melissa,
all right, hey.
What you got?
Listen,
what you got?
You
got
to follow up a banger like that with a number one hit song, which originally a country song. This song ended up getting rearranged by the production team, Stargate. Written by one of my idols, Mr. Schaefer Smith, a.k.a. Neo. Any woman scorned can get with this one. All you had to do was tell your man to the left.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here.
You can't think Beyonce baby without to the left, to the left.
Me. You must not know about me. I can have another you.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, when Neo did his song battle, this was one of his last songs that he played as well.
This might have been the one he ended it with.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to end with that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You need to come out hard. I understand.
That
was good.
I'm not even going to. Never mind. Nothing. Because my ending song is just, you can't.
That was good. That was good, Melissa.
I'm torn.
You're torn? I'm not. Jigga what, jigga who. That's my vote.
Just because we've all felt this way, I gotta go to the left.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
So what's the score right now? Because is there any way that Beyonce can actually
six
win?
To four.
Yeah, it's 6-4.
So it can be a tie, and then we have we do a backup song.
Yeah, and we can go.
It could be a tie.
Well, listen, you're gonna have to pull me in. You have a better chance of pulling Pebbles in, but
I don't care what he throws at us.
All right, here we go. All right, so this one right here, I'm just gonna warn y'all, it might trigger some emotions. Just know that. So picture this. It's a beautiful fall afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
You have a cup of coffee in your hands. You're sitting in the 300s at Gillette where the dedicated fans are. And then Tom Brady runs out on the field to this.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is O-O-H to the O-P. I used to move snowflakes by the O-C. I guess even back then you can call me
the description
CEO
is what got me.
R-O-C-O. Fresh out the frame,
okay. I'm supposed to make up a Tom Brady story quick.
No, I don't need to.
Really?
I don't even have a lot I'm going to say about this song. All I'm going to say, this song right here got every single woman from a toddler to 95-year-olds to any wedding to, let's just say, also with one little flick of the wrist. Women empowered everywhere. Iconic dance that every single woman was doing at this given time. I'm sorry, there's no coming back.
Don't stop.
Now, when you think iconic songs in music history, this is one of them. And there's the mic drop.
Well. I mean, as the ultimate single lady of the world,
yep.
You know I gotta go with Beyonce.
You going with Beyonce? Okay.
What are we thinking, Romero? Go with your heart. Go with your heart.
All right.
You're not a single lady, so it might be tough to relate.
My heart is saying that we're going into a lightning round because Beyonce got the vote, which makes it 6-6.
Oh my God.
When are we doing this? Because we don't have any time left.
We're doing it right here, right now. God. Right here, right now. People know what's happening and what's hot and trending. A lot more people got sick yesterday. The numbers went up. Beaches are going to suck this weekend. And Tom Brady's going to duck another.
You know, I can kind of sense what's going on here. So I'm just going to go a totally different route.
Just throw the songs down. Let's go.
You ready?
Just one? Yeah. We're doing just one?
Just one. It could end in a tie.
Jay-Z, Kanye West. And they pulled a legend. No. I'm going a different route. Going a different route. Matter of fact, man, I'm feeling defeat. Man, just play the song. Y'all don't know this.
Sounds so soulful, don't you agree? That's a great sample.
Yeah. Otis.
That sample is...
Song was hard.
That's a great sample.
I invented swag. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab.
True. I guess I got my swagger back.
New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face.
Right.
I got
okay. I sense some confidence in Melissa right now.
All I'm going to say about this one is and this one is a song for a woman and her man. If you're, when you start, I know. I figured I'd throw that
damn
out there
it.
First. Listen, we've all had those moments, when I think back long and hard when I was in a relationship, of when you just look at your man and all you want to do is tear his clothes off and just the crap out of him. And that is here.
Drive around at the partition, please.
I think this is going to be tougher than I thought.
I don't need you seeing y'all stay on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We even go to this club.
All right, I'm going to say this.
Beyonce.
You're going Beyonce? I will say that you guys clearly saved the hard hits for the battle, and you went into overtime wheezing and a little sweaty and tired because...
You're like not even really in this round.
Like you've got to think about it,
they're
though.
They're both good, but...
You've got to think about it. Like, in the actual battle, that's where you got to put all your heavy stuff. So now anything after is going to be like, okay.
I hear you. They got to the finish line, and I'm going to give it to... Beyonce! Beyonce has won! Beyonce!
I saw where this was going.
She came up at the end because that was...
You blew a massive lead. Can I just say that? You had a
just
huge
call
lead.
Them Atlanta. Call them the Falcons.
Yo.
I have no words.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.